ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? I hope you're all having a very nice end to your year. Welcome to the 1% podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little different than normal. I'm going to do a bit of a reflection from the year, give you a bit of an update, what's going on in my world. And yeah, thank you all for tuning into this podcast for the year. Big thank you, as always, to our sponsors, Drinkarepa. These guys have been supporting the podcast for a very long time. This whole year has just been so special to connect with a brand that's really out there trying to help people. So if you haven't heard me talk about the Drinkarepa before, make sure you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com. Use the code GOODHUMAN. You can get a big 25% off everything over on their site. It's all about improving your brain health. So it's a blackcurrant flavored drink. Absolutely delicious. It's a juice in this little glass bottle. And yeah, it's all been developed by neuroscientists to make your brain perform better. So go check that stuff out. Big thanks to them for continuing to support this podcast. Also, a massive thank you to everyone who has subscribed to the podcast this year. The numbers have grown so much. And yeah, it's really special to know so many of you continue to come back. There's been, over 100 incredible episodes this year. So I can't thank everyone enough who has tuned in, who has supported the podcast, and who shared it with a friend. So if you could do me a favor, if you haven't already, hit that like or subscribe button, give us 5 stars, and make sure you tell a friend about this podcast, because 2024 is going to be bigger and better than ever. Also, one last thing, a big thank you to everyone who supported the Good Human Factory this year. It's just been such a crazy year for me. This year has really, made me realize that what I'm doing with the Good Human Factory is not only having a big impact, but is going to hopefully be around for quite some time. It's been so special knowing that people have been going on the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, checking out the merchandise we're doing, checking out the workshops that I run, and learning more about the podcast, the ambassadors, and all the other good stuff that is going on. So big thanks to everyone who has gone over there. If you do go onto the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, go check out what the workshops are all about. It's really exciting to know that the workshops are having a really big impact. We've got some really exciting new stuff coming into next year with some new programs and some new speakers. So if you're an organization, you're a school, or if you just know somebody who you think should try and get in contact with us and learn a bit more about these workshops, make sure you head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, and check out everything we're doing over there. Also, if you want to grab some of the merch, which is just so cool, so many people grab some for Christmas. I've been getting photos sent to me all the time, and the conversations that have been started to improve people's mental health because of it is just incredible. So if you use the code podcast over on the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, big 25% off. So I love all of the audience on here who does go and support the merch as well, because we're just building a big community and you guys are part of it. So I appreciate you all for jumping on, using that code podcast, and getting 25% off as well. All right, so today's episode is going to be a bit different. I'm not going to be reading out any of the gratitudes. There's been so many every day sent in, but I just wanted to give you a bit of a reflection from my year, a bit of an update, because if I'm being completely honest, I'm exhausted. I'm burnt out, and I just need a bit of time. I've just been thinking about it. The last 2 years, I've done 2 episodes a week on this podcast without missing a single episode, and it's just, it's so cool to know you guys are tuning in, week out, but I just need a bit of time, if I'm being completely honest. I feel like the last few months have just been quite overwhelming for me. So many workshops. I've put so much time and energy into getting these workshops into big corporate groups like Red Bull, McDonald's, Amazon, which has been so special. Also, the school staff has been a massive one for me. This year, I've spoken to over 15,000 students, over 30 schools all around the country, and it's just been such a wild ride, and so much impact has been made. The feedback and the data has just been incredible. But while juggling that and doing the podcast and doing the merch, I'm just exhausted, to be honest. And that's why this episode is a little bit late. There's not going to be a guest episode this week. I'm actually going to take next week off as well. So I will be back on January 10 for the 1% pod, January 12th for the first guest episode of the year. And yeah, there's going to be some really big things coming next year. I've got a bunch of really big guests lined up, which is, hopefully going to reinvigorate the podcast. I've also got a really big, exciting announcement coming on the first guest episode of the year with Rory Warnock, great friend of mine, breathwork coach, also an ultra marathon runner. And yeah, I've got some exciting news that's going to come out, which is going to really give the podcast a big jump start coming into next year. It's going to get you guys all involved and hopefully inspire you all to be good humans heading into next year. Another thing, just everyone who's tuned into the podcast, over 300,000 downloads this year, over 100 episodes, and just so many of you guys really tuning in and getting a lot out of the episode. So I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has got something out of the podcast, shared it with a friend. It's it's just crazy to know so many of you are tuning in, and I'm so dedicated to bringing more to you next year. The numbers have slowed down quite a bit towards the end of the year. I know it's a lot because I haven't been putting in too much push with the marketing and the promotion of it. And yeah, coming into next year, I'm really excited to really ramp things back up, get more content coming out, get more valuable stuff that's going to help you out and the community that you guys are living in. So stick around with me. I can't wait for next year. So a couple of things that have gone on in my life the last few weeks that I thought I'd give you a bit of an update on, which is really exciting. So I did a 3-day water fast right into Christmas. And yeah, it was really interesting. So Corey Tunison, great friend of mine, world champion wakeboarder, previous guest on Good Humans podcast too. He just said last week before Christmas, hey, I'm going to do a 3-day water fast. And me and my other good friend, Harry Bink, also a previous guest on the podcast, world champion motocross rider. He was like, oh, I want to do it with you. And my little sister and Fisher had just done it as well. And I was like, you know what? I need a bit of a mental challenge. I haven't done too much that's put me out of my comfort zone for a little while. So let's do it. So we set off for 3 days, nothing but water, no food. We started on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and had a really nice healthy dinner. And if I'm being completely honest, we didn't prep that well. I didn't take a single photo before the fast. I didn't weigh myself before the fast. But yeah, the first day was pretty okay. I do quite a lot of 24-hour fast just because I'm busy and don't really eat and feel like I can function okay. First night's sleep was pretty tough, but then day two was difficult. So lethargic and weak and just lacking in energy, which is obviously going to happen when you haven't eaten anything or put any calories or nutrition into your body. And then the third day, the second night was tough to get through. And then the third day when we knew we could eat at 6:30 on Friday night, that was a challenge. Just so weak and I don't even know how to explain it. Just felt like, not much was functioning that well, but I also could just feel my body really starting to clear out any shitty stuff going on in there, any of those leftover cells and parts of you that normally don't get cleared out because your body's always digesting and always doing those processes of digesting food. Other parts of your body never really get a chance to start to break down stuff that doesn't need to be there. So by the last day, I was exhausted and very hungry, but we got through it pretty well, to be honest. Harry Bink actually stayed on for an extra 28 hours and did 100 hours, which I don't know how he did that, but me and Corey did 72 and felt great. The next day I woke up super early in the morning, full of energy, full of, just life, which felt really good. And ever since I felt pretty good, which was really good. Other exciting things that have happened in my life, I am going to be a brother-in-law for the second time. My beautiful sister Olivia got engaged to her partner Lockie. Lockie's been a great friend of the family and with my sister for the last 6 years. And on the 23rd of December, he got down on one knee and proposed to my beautiful sister up here on the Gold Coast. They live in Sydney, so it was really nice to do an engagement dinner on Christmas Eve at the Tropic down at Burleigh, which was just beautiful to spend time with family. And then, Christmas Day came around, which was also very exciting because my older sister, Chloe, who is married to Fisher, announced their pregnancy. We've known for a few weeks now, and they've been trying for years. They've had multiple miscarriages and it's been quite the journey for them. They were looking at whatever they could do to get pregnant through IVF and all other ways. And yeah, nothing seemed to be working for them. And then yeah, miracle baby, naturally pregnant. And yeah, I think they're about 12 or 14 weeks along now, which is just so exciting. What a beautiful Christmas gift for all of us in the family to know I'm going to be an uncle. So yeah, that was something that was really cool for my family. And then Christmas Day was just beautiful. We got to have Christmas with all of my family, all the Fishers, family, his brother, his mum. And we also had my beautiful partner, Carol, one of her good friends, Pam, and also Harry spent Christmas with us. So yeah, it was just a really nice Christmas. And then the night, just the craziest storms you've ever seen on the Gold Coast. Super lucky and grateful that my house didn't lose power for too long and it's been back on. I know a lot of people are struggling out there. So my heart goes out to everyone who has had a tough time over the last few days with power outages on the Gold Coast. But hopefully you all, yeah, got to spend some beautiful time with your family, with your friends, and yeah, spread a lot of gratitude, good human love, and just most of all, switch off. That's something that I'm really being conscious about, this little break between Christmas and New Year's, heading into that first week of the year where a lot of people are off work, just trying to not feel guilty about switching off. I've usually got so much on my mind, so much about the podcast, about the merch, about the workshops, about the community, always on my mind. But I was just like, you know what, 52 weeks of the year last year were focused on the business and community and giving back and really looking out for everyone else. But I don't think I could do another 52 weeks straight if I didn't give myself a few weeks off. So I'm, dialing everything back. I'm glad I could jump in on, give you a bit of an update on this episode right now. And yeah, hopefully wish you all a beautiful New Year's, a great end to your year, and yeah, a really special year coming up in 2024. As I said, I'm going to be an uncle. I'm going to be able to, yeah, really focus on the business, expand in so many ways. The podcast is going to continue to grow. As I said, many massive guests coming up early next year. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you keep tuning in coming into next year. If you have any recommendations for me, send me through over on at Cooper Chapman on Instagram. Also, send me messages about your Christmas of people who have been good humans. I really want to hear stories of people who are just out there doing good in the world, who are trying to make the world a better place and who are putting others first, because I know how good it feels for me when I get to put others first and I know all the science behind it. So send me a little voice note or a message about a good human act you saw this Christmas. I'll read it out on the podcast and send you guys some merch as well. As always, a big thank you for tuning in constantly. As I said, I'm burnt out. I need some time off. Send me a little message of support if you want to. Everyone else always gets messages from me, and yeah, I know this community supports me so much. So if you've got any tips for me for burnout, for ways to recharge the batteries, send them through. I feel like I am in a good place, but yeah, that awareness is really burning right now that I need a bit of time off. So thank you for everyone who's tuned in this year. Thank you for everyone who's tuned and supported the podcast, supported the Good Human Factory merch, and most importantly, supported the workshops. Head over to the website. We're really looking forward to a big year next year. I've got a whole bunch of new workshops that are going to, yeah, I think really change the game. We're going to change the way people think about mental health next year. Mental health is something we all have. Mental illness is something that affects a few of us. So if we all take care of our mental health, the mental illness rate is going to lower as well. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for an amazing year this year. I love you all. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next year.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.